Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The dollar continues its slide. Gold and, of course, other commodities like oil are exploding. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 27th day of June, 2008. We had Jordan Maxwell on for about 2 hours and 50 minutes Monday. And listeners really, really enjoyed hearing from him, thought it was very informative and thought-provoking. So instead of waiting a year or two till the next time we have him back on, as we normally do, we have Jordan on about once a year on average, I thought, why not just go ahead and have Jordan back on today for 2 hours? The next hour and the hour after that will be on with us. Then State Rep Charles Key, who's helped expose the fact that Oklahoma City was an inside job, he got passed in the state legislature a clause restating the sovereignty of Oklahoma against the federal government in the New World Order. It passed 93-6. I've got the actual vote here. Yeah, 93-6. So he'll be joining us coming up in the final hour today. We'll have open phones with Jordan Maxwell in the second hour with him. First hour we won't, but in the second hour with Jordan Maxwell, we will have open phones. There's a lot of news here in front of me, a lot of information that we're going to be going over. All of it is extremely important. Every day, the amount of criminal activity by the globalists just increases, and the amount of their exposure, the extent to which they are revealed, intensifies. Credit crunch forcing U.S. middle classes to live in their cars. Wall Street plunges towards worst month since the Great Depression. OPEC chief sees oil at $150 to $170 a barrel in the coming months. I'm going to cover this when we get back, but I was tuned in to two different radio shows this morning. One driving over to the office and another one that was on in the office, mainstream radio. And I heard three separate callers. Two callers driving in, and then a caller in the office just about 10 minutes before I went on air on another show, saying that they are very upset with how, well, in the last case, the local station, at least for a time, I guess I'm on at 5:90 a.m., has taken Neil Bortz off and has put a local show on, which is fine and dandy. I'm not getting in the middle of that. The point is, the woman was saying, oh, I think it's so great that you're not talking about serious subjects. I'm tired of hearing all the bad news. Oh, I'm so glad you've taken him off the air. I think they're just testing a local bunch in there. And they're literally talking about stuff like, how old should a girl be when she wears makeup? What is your favorite color? How many tickets they got when they were teenagers? Just total puffhead. And I was thinking, you know, maybe they don't know what they're doing over there, putting stuff like that on, but maybe they do. Because that's what I guess the people want. Because I was listening to another syndicated show and heard two callers say the same thing. Hey, I wish you wouldn't be so negative. I wish you wouldn't talk about so much negative stuff. You should just choose to say everything's positive. So I want to speak to this mindset when we get back. It is the mindset that's gotten us where we are. I'm negative about a lot of bad things that are happening because I want them to stop. Okay, we'll be right back. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, I'm listening to a couple different talk radio stations this morning. And the callers are calling in, even though it's not on topic. They're saying, we don't want to hear about bad things. We don't want to hear about oil prices going up. We don't want to hear about potential war with Iran. We don't want to hear negative things. And last night I was scanning around on YouTube, as I always do, and saw a video posted by a young man who said, I listened to Alex for a couple of years, and then I just got really depressed, and I realized he's just a fearmonger, and I choose not to believe his worldview and what he's saying. And that was basically the nature of it. He also criticized me because we have sponsors. That our stations that we're on have to have sponsors, too. And the network has to have sponsors, and I do, too. This doesn't happen for free, folks. But again, that's the childlikeness of the American people. No connection to reality. And they believe that if they say something isn't true or ignore it, that it will make it be so. Now, let's be clear here. I am fighting the New World Order. I am criticizing and trying to expose corruption because I want to save what's left and try to rehabilitate what's been taken over of our free society. We have all these thousands of government documents and think tanks and their own announcements about how they want to have a total control grid and putting in scanners that show your naked body at the airports and children being trained to tattle on their parents and you can't hug or kiss your children or you'll be arrested. That's now going to be pedophilia in England and the U.S. so the state can take control of your lives. And the government is involved in all of these pedophile crimes, and all these different Homeland Security deputy heads have gone to jail for it because local police bust them. And the DynCorp and Halliburton do run child kidnapping rings, and that's mainstream news, and they don't get in trouble. I mean, I'm not supposed to expose that. I'm not supposed to talk about how our dollar's plunging in value. More than a cent a month? There's not many cents left that it can lose. You know what that means? There's the old cliche, the canard of the denial is not a river in North Africa. This is denial. If we do not admit how bad things are, if we do not admit how serious things are, if we do not admit how dire our straits are, then the evil is going to win, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot live in denial. There's this idea that you can just be optimistic about things, and that's certainly true in business and life and, you know, when you're in college trying to get a date, to be optimistic, to be positive, to not just act like you're confident, but to really be confident. And it's certainly good if you're selling people cars, or it's good if, you know, things like that, or at a cocktail party. But it only goes so far. And just, oh, Alex, be positive. Things aren't that bad. Hey, I wish that I sometimes didn't know 10 years ago that DynCorp, Halliburton, the United Nations were running giant child kidnapping rings. And I would even try to deny it when I'd see it in foreign newspapers and foreign investigations and lawsuits and people going to jail for it overseas. And then it came out in major papers in the U.S. the last 4 years and was admitted, and it was worse than I thought. And even brave two governors went public about it. And nothing happened. I mean, you better believe every day I wish that wasn't true, because that's scary, folks, to know the people running our government are as evil as it gets. Here's another example. State police guy called in from the Midwest yesterday, and he said, you know, Alex, I didn't believe you about a lot of this stuff, but now they're getting us ready for federalization, training us that we've got to do what the president says in emergencies and putting us through these drills. And but see, I didn't have to believe that he was state police. I didn't have to believe him, even though he sounded credible. I already know it's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I already know it's in the Military Commissions Act. I already know it's in PDD 51. I've had the congressman on to talk about it. I've played clips of them debating it on the House floor. Congress isn't allowed to see it. You're going, well, wait a minute. You said you know it's in it. Just the two-page cover sheet says the president is a dictator for any emergency, including economic or anything they say is an emergency, that the governors, our vassals, the state guards, the national guards, the police, the Congress has no authority. And Congress said, we'd like to see that full report, that full plan. And the White House said, you're not allowed to. The highest cleared, as high as the president, Homeland Security Committee can't see it. And then they went on the floor and freaked out over it. Now, it just so happens they've been expanding this to the executive for decades, and I've interviewed Thomas Sanchez, head of emergency management in Kingsville, and the chief of police of San Antonio, Allie Phillips at the time, and a bunch of other people, and we learned in briefings what they were given. It's gun confiscation, it's mass arrests, it's forced inoculations. Now, I told you that 10 years ago, 11 years ago. Now it's in the news. Now I can play you newscasts where they're saying, yes, we built camps for you. Yes, we've trained preachers to tell you to go to camps. Yes, we're going to forcibly inoculate you. Yes, we're federalizing. Yes, the president's a dictator. Yes, and that means Obama or whoever else comes after him, even if you love George Bush. Don't you understand? We had conventions and rules and laws and still do against that for a reason. That powerful, intelligent people throughout history, powerful elites, have always tried to get control of governments. Why? Because then you've got the money machines. You've got the military. You've got the power. These are people on power trips. They want power. You know, everybody wants to rule the world. That's just common sense. Everybody knows that. Or at least they should. But according to some people, they taught us in the last 80 years in this nation, nobody wants to rule the world. There's no elites. There's no powerful interest. And I watch this poor young man who thinks I'm the bad guy on YouTube because I get up here and yell and scream about what's happening. Folks, I'm thinking about doing a middle-of-the-night live stream on PrisonPlanet.tv. People don't believe it that I now wake up almost every night for hours and can't sleep worried about this. I've always been somebody that sleeps like the dead. I woke up at 1:44 last night, been asleep a few hours, no coffee, no nothing, and I laid there in bed in the cool of the night looking at the shadows on the walls through the window just thinking about all of this. I thought, why don't I just have a computer by my bed and I'll just start firing it up and going live at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 2 a.m. Just laying there. I mean, I'm sorry if I can't sleep over this. When you find out that there is a giant industrial, I mean, that means huge, mechanized, oiled, with a bureaucracy for kidnapping women and children, when you realize that the government does control the importation of narcotics, when you realize that they do launder the money in their banks, when you realize they are following every form of tyranny, what are you supposed to do? And I hear the poor public saying, we don't want to hear this. I mean, even fake neocon stuff, they don't want to hear about the borders are being overrun and how the, you know, blank. They don't even want to hear the false alarmism about the Democrats. No difference. Makes no. It's pointless to debate these characters. So I don't know what I can do for people like that who are living in such denial. I mean, look at these reports I've got. This is an Alex Jones 5 years ago. Because we could see 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, the Federal Reserve printing money so fast it was going out of style, giving everybody credit, the real assets were being snatched up. Then we read the IMF and World Bank documents in 2002 where they were planning the whole thing. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And now I have the headlines here in front of me. Wall Street plunges towards worst month since the Great Depression. Here's another one, AP. Oil reaches $142 a barrel on view. Dollar will keep falling. Did you hear that? Now, you'll see this in Reuters and AP Newswires, and you might hear it once a month on some talk show on MSNBC or CNBC. But I'm at the grocery store, I'm at church, I'm deep-sea fishing last week with my son, and I'm talking to businessmen and people, and they don't know. I'm going, the dollar's been devalued. And they're like, no, it hadn't. I got money in the bank. I got a piece of land. I got a business. You know, my money isn't devalued. I'm like, yeah, it is. And they think they can just say, no, it's not devalued, and then it changes it. It's, oh, you're an alarmist. And a lot of people in the population think that if you're talking to them, that if you're telling them about bad things that are happening, you're like a show-off. You're doing this to act smart. Somehow they inculcated the population with that view. Man, I'm just trying to get you to wake up, hoping together we can put political pressure on the establishment to stop the absolute sacking and gutting of this country forever. Here's another fear-mongering issue I try to put out every day. I mean, sodium fluoride does attack your brain and glands and every organ and does hurt you, and there's thousands of government and institution and university studies, and there's no debating it, and you can go look them up yourself, and I've had neurologists and scientists and everybody else on to cover it and read all the studies, and I mean, it's there. You can say it isn't true and slurp your fluoride, but I mean, you can say, first they said there wasn't mercury in the shots, then they said it was there and good for you. Now they admit it's hurt millions of people. What do? They increase it by 5 times in the shots. I mean, not knowing what's going on will get you hurt real bad. We'll come back and get into Wall Street plunges towards worst month since Great Depression on early 1930s. Oil reaches $142. A view dollar will keep falling. Just, you can say I'm lying, but I mean, I'm just covering what's happening.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
To talk about that.
How much all this one human life worth?
And what happened to peace on earth?
Well, people stopped getting offended by cops bossing them around.
That they tell us. They're gonna kill us. We better kill them first.
I mean, we began to just listen to all the lies, except cameras on every corner. accept open borders, accept corruption. We stopped looking into things and just said, hey, life's good, everything's fine. And a bunch of powerful interests came in here, and they set up regional boards. They recruited the establishment, the bankers, the media heads. They all share power with each other. They intensify their power. And a couple thousand people, as the Washington Post reports, the super class, are taking this country down. It isn't enough for them to have trillions of dollars. It isn't enough for them to have incredible power. They want it all. They want to use this as a war machine to invade other countries. They are capturing the United States because politically, the people don't want to be an imperial war engine. Who said that? Zbigniew Brzezinski in his last two books. One published 2007, one published 1998. Grand Chessboard is one of them. And he said, we need terror attacks to get them to go along with us. We need to have huge events, catastrophic, large numbers of dead citizens to unify them around a war for world government. Who else says that? The PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney. Who else says that? Syndicate of columnists and internal White House memos and Republican National Conference memos, National Committee memos and state memos, and now McCain's advisor comes out Monday and says another terror attack would sure help us. People say, why would the government stage an attack? Why would this cabal stage an attack? They're telling you they get power and control out of it. And I'm telling you, whether it's McCain or Obama that gets into office, you're going to have an inaugural bombing. You're going to have a big event, folks. It could be a cratered city, a third of Chicago gone, or Dallas, or New York, or Los Angeles, or San Francisco. They've got to bring you to heel, and they will do it. They're ruthless. That's why they're in control. Do you know what it means, yuppies, when you keep laughing and saying the dollar isn't devalued? That means your savings, your stocks, everything is being devalued that's denominated in dollars. That means everybody else who you're in business with is being hurt by this. That means all the cost of basically everything we buy and sell are massively increased because of dollar devaluation. Do you understand what that means? And I've been saying for the last 7 years since they started devaluing the dollar, that it was a red-level crisis, and you laugh. And you still laugh and say, I am a fearmonger. Well, you know what? It's pretty much too late now, and it's not my fault what's happened, and I did the best I could to warn you. And what did I get for it? I got hated for it. You want somebody to lie to you? There's plenty of them to do that. Go find them. Go have them tell you everything's wonderful. That's like if your pipes have busted and you're walking around your house while you're in 2 feet of water and it's ruining your furniture and carpet and everything else, and grandma's watercolors on the wall are getting ruined, and you go, it's negative. There's no water in here. I choose to be positive, and I'm not going to fearmonger. Instead of getting the pipes fixed, getting the water turned off at the street, you'll let it run out in the street and ruin your house and let the floor cave in and the ceiling cave in. I mean, that literally, that's what you do. I don't understand it. And then I'm bad. I can't properly express how bad it is. Okay, you understand? The human-chimpanzee crosses they declassified they had 5 years ago? Human bovine, human spider, human rat. This isn't funny. Not just for humanity and what it means, but the fact of the megaviruses by crossing different zoological creatures with Homo sapiens sapiens. Oil reaches $142 on view. Dollar will keep falling. Oil futures climb briefly to a new record, above $142 a barrel Friday, on expectations that the weakening dollar, a major factor in crude stratospheric rise, will expand its decline and add to oil's appeal. And then it says here, that's the AP, here's the UK Daily Mail, how dare them fearmonger. They're just now having to admit to you what's happening. And that means they've decided to give up the ghost, as Bob Chapman said. Usually they just lie about all this. Oh, my God, this is bad. I mean, the fact that this is all over, at least the Newswire, John, on our news, you know, they don't tell the drooling slaves this, but people who actually read Newswires, they're telling us. Wall Street plunges towards worst month since the Great Depression on early 1930s. I'm going to cover this when we get back. And I'm totally freaked out. You understand how leveraged into debt we are? You realize what's going to happen? War in the streets. This will make 1933 look like choir practice. My God. And you think it's funny, yuppies. It isn't funny.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news.
It is Friday.
I've been wet with the midnight dew.
27th day of June, 2008.
Talking to the man from Galilee, he spoke to me with a voice so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels.
Jordan Maxwell joins us next hour, live on this Friday. Then State Rep Charles Key. No, he's not exposing Oklahoma City as an inside job. He'll be doing that, too, for an hour. He is going to be on the show to talk about how they've passed a law to secede from the New World Order, because that's now what the federal government is. We'll tell you about that coming up. It is big news. 90-plus percent of the legislature went to pass that. Finishing up with this important news story, Wall Street plunges towards worst month since the Great Depression on the early 1930s. This is how 1930 started. It started with about a year of the markets racing up and down, up and down, up and down. And with a credit crisis, which the private banks created, and that's now been admitted, and their own documents have been released that they organized it. They had to bring everything down to nothing to buy up most of the country. This is another shearing to the bone. Shares plunged on both sides of the Atlantic yesterday because of fears over oil, inflation, and the global economy. Inflation in every commodity. Corn, wheat, oil, natural gas, silver, gold, copper, palladium. In London, the FTSE 100 slumped 2.6%, or 147.9 points, to 5518.2. Meanwhile, in America, the Dow Jones fell more than 350 points to its lowest level since October 1st, 2006. It is now on course to be the worst June performance since the Great Depression of the early 1930s. And it goes on to say they're panicking. I don't know if it's going to implode this year, next year, 2 years from now. The point is that the fundamentals have never been this bad. With the amount of leverage debt, the amount of derivatives, it's over $600 trillion. It is insane. And all the big boys are buying mountain redoubts with private security firms and getting out of the country, getting out of Israel. I don't ask yourselves why. I don't know. Getting out of the U.S., getting out of Israel. They are, God knows what they're going to do to this country. And maybe this won't happen. Maybe it'll pull out. But the chances are it's going to be very, very bad. How bad it is the question. I mean, it's already bad, and this is only the leading edge of a storm that gets much more intense. I wanted to bring Steve Shank on because he hadn't been on with us in about a month, and Steve is the oldest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. And he's a great guy. I've gotten food from him now, what is it, 4 or 5 times. And then I get it and give it to family. I keep some for myself. And it isn't because I'm living in fear. It's because I'm living in a greater level of control than the general public. If everything goes to hell in a handbasket, I've got a couple-year food supply. And millions went hungry. It was just a university study last month showing that 8 million people starved to death. And then they got sick. And then that was marked on their death certificate because when they got most people who die in Africa, it's not starvation. It's just they get real weak, and then something kills them. 8 million people. You can pull that up. The point is, I'm not saying any of that's going to happen. It's just that I have a responsibility. Some paper insurance policy can go up in smoke. But storable food is something that won't, and something I've got. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Alex, again. And it's interesting that you commented on how bad Wall Street is right now. This is only the end of June. All of the problems that we were expecting back at the beginning of the year, Alex, we were expecting to hit heavy duty in September. We are a full 3 months ahead of schedule in terms of what those of us that were tracking this, and I know that you're right at the leading edge of that. You've done a masterful job of tracking what's happening in the country. And the fact is, you mentioned what's going on with the gasoline and the fuel issues. Right now in the rest of the world, they're screaming nothing. They're not even talking about gas. They're talking about food. Right here in our country, what we've got, all of your listeners know, that gas prices are just absolutely going nuts, and there is no end in sight.
And the crop was bad because of a lot of rain that flooded the Midwest last year. Now it happened again. I wanted to ask you, does that intensify things?
Oh, immeasurably. I flew from Florida to Chicago day before yesterday, and for an hour and a half at roughly, 300 and some odd miles an hour, I was looking down at nothing but a great big ocean that had a few islands in it. It is absolutely huge. They say over 5 million acres. And the main corn crop areas, and you are used to exposing really dumb things, but we've got to give the Dumber Than a Box of Rocks award to the EPA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because right now, they are debating whether to allow farmers to pay $75 an acre to put land back into production. And they're doing that on June 22nd. They started that, which means that even if they do put that land into production, they will not get a crop this year. And one of the things that we're finding out, remember you and I have talked about China And many of us have wondered what they're going to do with that $1.3 trillion that they have. Well, now we know. They are going around the world buying land, and they are going around the world buying food at four times the ask price right now. They're buying futures at four times the ask price right now. They've got the money to do it, and that means that there is going to be no food very soon. Now, with regard to the gas prices, what happens when you run out of money and you can't afford the gas? You can park your car and you can stop traveling. That is happening, Alex. That is happening.
Are you kidding? I mean, I see five times as many mopeds and motorcycles now out on the roads, buzzing around like wasps everywhere, little Vespas and things. And people I know are selling their cars, even small cars, and getting them. And, again, a lot of people who are well off say, oh, I don't care. Well, that's going to affect your business. In fact, here is the UK Daily Mail. The scared mood on the trading floors came amid fears that soaring energy prices will push up inflation and erode consumer spending, dramatically reducing company profits. You see, this goes across all lines.
Yeah, it does. But the problem is that what happens if you run out of gas, you don't travel. If you run out of food, which is the subject that nobody is talking about that much in the country. However, all the investors, all of the money, Alex, is going into food. They are buying up food like crazy. They're buying up farmland. They're buying up equipment. They're doing everything they can because the investors know that the real issue is not gas, not fuel. The real issue is food. Because, you see, if you can't afford the food, as many Americans already, with the inflation that we've had already, Alex, many Americans, we're getting emails all the time at eFoodsDirect.com that are telling us, hey, we can't afford food now. How are we supposed to put in food ahead? So we've made some adjustments in what we're telling folks. It used to be, up until a few weeks ago, that we said, what you need to do is set aside some money. And we did some calculations. You know that food that you got from eFoodsDirect? We calculated what's going on. Do you realize, Alex, that families can get this year's food at half the cost of last year's groceries right now? If they buy bulk food, which, by the way, it turns out it's superfood. We've done some comparisons on the one-year supplies and particularly this two-month grab-and-go thing, which I really need to tell you about. But this stuff is actually superfood. It's got big taste. It's extremely healthy. It's extremely easy to fix. And the cost, like I say, is running at half the cost of last year's groceries.
Well, I would just add that because it's freeze-dried or dehydrated, it also fits in very small cans compared to the amount that it would be in store-bought stuff. So it's also very, very portable, and that's
yes.
important as well.
Well, it really is. And the thing that I needed to mention, and you and I haven't talked that much about it, but we've got hurricane season coming up. And right now, with all of the weird weather worldwide, people can't help but notice this, with all of the weird conditions with transportation, with the threat of possibly quarantines, with all of the stuff we've got coming at us, this little what I'd like to have all of your listeners to do is get up on eFoodsDirect.com and take a look at the two-month grab-and-go kit. This is 200 meals. And literally, what we've got right now, Roger, with the high price of food, we've got a lot of families that are actually eating this right now because they can put in top-quality meals, extremely nutritious stuff, at half the cost of last year's groceries. So one of these packs that feeds a person two months, three good square meals a day plus an additional 20 meals, is going to cost them about $5.25 a day. Homeless people can't get by on that. And
well, that's what they get by going to you, folks that actually get the food and prepare it and put it in the cans. Give them the phone number if they also want to call. A lot of my listeners, probably 30%, aren't on the Internet, or a lot of others would rather just call. How do they call eFoods Direct, the J. Michael Stevens Group?
Just go 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And the main thing that every family should have in their trunk, these little two-month grab-and-go things, they come in two cases, The meals are already the quick fix.
Yeah,
items.
It's two white boxes. A lot of folks in the office have gotten that. We've got a few of those here at the office just to have here. It's something I really believe in, and it's a great deal. Again, eFoods Direct. There's big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You really can't miss it. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, just an E, and then FoodsDirect.com. And give them that number again, Steve. I want people to call the number.
It's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Anybody that is in the way of this potential storm area, we're into the hurricane season. Anybody, the people in the middle of this country, Alex, if we'd have talked to them 3 months ago and said, hey, you probably need some sort of an emergency evacuation kit or something that you can live on for a couple months until the disaster disappears, they'd have thought we were half a bubble off with one oar in the water.
Well, here's the deal. Right now, the feds have spent billions, and I mean billions the last 7 years, 6.5 years, putting huge billboards up saying, get ready, have a 5-day food supply. They're just doing that so they can claim they warned us. They know they're messing with the weather, and I've had the father weather weapons on, and they are messing with it, folks, with antennas and with spraying. And they now admit that they've been doing it, but they say it's for our own good. They're involved in just all sorts of behavior. But look, Steve, my main reason for having horrible food is the economics. I mean, I know that there is a food shortage worldwide because of bad weather, but you compound to that all the speculators racing around because the dollar is going in the toilet, and so every commodity's exploding. And so you're right. These foreigners that have better currencies than us, Americans can't compete for the food we grow now. And so a lot of staple items have already exploded in price. You'll still be able to, I guess, fill your belly up on some of the side things, but that could potentially run low as well. The whole point is that during the Depression, this is why I believe people should get storable food, regardless of what happens. And I don't know what's going to happen. I hope everything's fine. But bottom line, the economics, if you have 90% or 85% living on the farms, being self-sufficient in the 1930s, it's now 90% in the cities. Of the 10% on the farms, only half are self-sufficient. Most of the farms, people just live on them and maybe have a horse or cow or two, and they drive in to, you know, work at the coal plant or, you know, work at the prison. They're not self-sufficient. And so, and not just not having food, like you said, I talk to people out in the country when the Swan Man comes through. The Swan Man's told us when we're out on our farm that they're cutting back their route and that people aren't buying their food anymore after 40 years of going now out there with the Swan truck that delivers food to your house. So the people are just running out of money, and it's just amazing. Folks, you need to call Steve Shank. You need to get storable food. Steve, if they just want a catalog or if they just want to check out the website, eFoodsDirect.com, but what about folks that don't have internet and just want to get a basic rundown of what you've got?
Well, what they do is they call 800-409-5633, and we send them out a whole packet. It's got a couple of CDs of some seminars that I've done, and it also lists what's in there. This comparison is just phenomenal, where you can literally put in a whole year's supply of food this year at half the cost of your groceries from last year.
You know, that's something that's key to add. You're saying you've got DVDs and audios and things for people that want them.
Yep, absolutely. They come out with the packet that they ask for. So ask for the doggone thing. Get some information. Those of you that have website access, get up on eFoodsDirect.com. We've posted, Alex, about 200 articles that will fill people in on exactly what's happening.
Oh, I see it.
This is so real. It is so real that it's almost unbelievable how real it is. I know that most of your listeners or a lot of your listeners are sitting out there saying, it can't be that bad. Honest, it really is. And even if you can't stand me, I know I get pretty obnoxious. Alex is kind of calm and cool and collected.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. But even if you can't stand me, for Pete's sake, get food, even if you don't get it from eFoods Direct. Just look at our warning so you don't get some garbage.
Well, bottom line, can people get that packet free?
Absolutely. We send it out free. Oh, and here's something that they've got to know. Pay close attention. As folks have called in and we tell them that we're shipping out these one-year supplies, it has a one-week shipping time. There are food companies out there that are talking about 3 and 4 months before they can get the back orders, and they will not be able to fill the back orders because they won't be able to.
No, listen, we've been approached by a lot of their food companies, but I'll go to their website. It'll say 6 weeks for delivery. I don't want to get involved in that. Where you know, even if they supposedly got good food, they can't deliver for 6-8 weeks. People are asking me where it's at. Yeah, Steve Shank, it comes in just a few weeks. I mean, every time I've ordered. Okay, give them that number again for people who want to call and get the free packet, bare minimum, with the CD and DVD.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. And on the two-month grab-and-go, Alex, it's next-day shipment.
Absolutely, folks. Again, it'll last more than 10 years. It's good to have it regardless. It's great insurance. Everybody needs to have it. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Steve.
Take care, Alex.
There goes Steve Shank, folks. Great people, high-quality, clean, non-GMO food, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, we're going to come back more into the financial news, and then we're scheduled to have Jordan Maxwell on with us, and then Congressman Charles Key. Big show lined up in the next 3 hours.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Victoria's Secret. Have you begun to wonder what it is, or shall we say, what they are? On previous Another Untold Story broadcasts, we'd mentioned the first two suspected secrets, but frankly, we hesitate to mention the third suspected secret. It's just too unbelievable. It seems like it's out of a science fiction story. Ever heard the expression, truth is stranger than fiction? Ever think maybe science fiction is told so that when you discover truth, you cannot believe it because it sounds like fiction? How many science fiction stories have you heard, read, or seen where aliens look like people? Lots. But what if it were true and you heard it? Well, you couldn't believe it because it sounds like fiction. That only happens in the movies. There is told of a prophecy in the greatest storybook written of, and I quote, "I will make them jealous with those who are not a people," end quote. People. Could this be part of Victoria's Secret? Go to website, AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go now, for the postings there are but for a brief period of time. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All those drifters' days are past me now.
All those drifters' days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
We were young and strong.
We
but we were still running against the wind. Against the wind.
Against the wind.
And the New World Order is running against the wind.
Against the wind.
Their evil will be punished. Their tyranny will fall. Their system is destined from its foundations to fall. Continuing here with the news, oil reaches $142 on view. Dollar will keep falling. And then an insane story out of the London Telegraph. These are the real big financial papers. You notice when Brent Scowcroft, former national security advisor, top globalist, wanted to talk bad about Bush and say he was being handled by the Israelis into World War III, he wrote his letter to the Financial Times of London. That's the true paper of record globally. It's not the Wall Street Journal. It is not the New York Times. But a similar paper, the London Telegraph today, Barclays warns of financial storm as Federal Reserve's credibility crumbles. When they start talking like that, it means they're going to pin it on the Federal Reserve. And from the beginning, Bernanke, though I loathe him, he's a puppet himself, and he's going to have it all pinned on him. While all these fools hail the private Federal Reserve former chieftain, Alan Greenspan, when it was his actions that destroyed the dollar. Deliberately. See, these things are delayed. Bernanke's been in for a year and a half, almost 2 years. U.S. Central Bank accused of unleashing an inflation shock that will rock financial markets, reports Ambrose Evans Pritchard. And that's it. It is a... How did the Fed release a inflation bomb? By issuing basically unlimited credit to their buddies. See, a shadow of all of their looting is giving loans to people that didn't have jobs and didn't have credit. That's a small part of this. They gave it to other corporations and companies to buy up real assets. Then they sell those to other assets, to other companies that they hold, and then blow out and bankrupt the dummy front company. Basically, that's been done millions of times upon millions of times by their financial infrastructure, and they are designing all of this to leave us holding the bag. That's what you're not going to read in the Times of London, the Sunday Times of London, the Financial Times, the London Telegraph. Barclays Capital has advised clients to batten down the hatches for a worldwide financial storm. Oh, I thought the last storm was 6 months ago. Warning that the U.S. Federal Reserve has allowed the inflation genie out of the bottle and let its credibility fall below zero. We're in a nasty environment, said Tim Bond, the bank chief equity strategist. There is an inflation shock underway. This is going to be very negative for financial assets. We are going to tortoise mood, and we are reentering into our shell. Investors will do well if they can preserve their wealth. Investors will do well if they can preserve their wealth. We'll come back, finish up on the financials, then we'll talk about who's running it all with our guest, Jordan Maxwell. It's not Monday. It's Friday. It's a new live interview coming up. Tell everybody you know. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved Republic.